contestants talking about the pool you're in for the World Juniors, and it's going to be tough. Which pool are you in, and who are you up against? Do you know?
Yeah, we play U.S., Sweden, Switzerland, and Slovakia.
Okay. How do you feel about coming up against those teams?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've got the ability to do something against those types of teams?
I think everything can happen. It's national teams. It's like a tournament. It's not season. So, like, everything can happen. So I'm looking forward for that.
Yeah, get hot. You never know what might happen. Yep. You'd like to be able to come in hot from this team. Unfortunately, it's not happening. How frustrating is it for you right now to be leaving this team considering what they're going through?
Yeah, of course. It's hard to leave them right now in a situation like this. We're struggling right now, but, like, we start, like, every day we come to the rink, we try to give our best and, like, win games, but right now it's not working out for us, but we keep going. So, of course, it's tough to leave them right now.
Yeah. Jackson?
Well, what do you remember about World Junior Hockey from last year representing Germany?
Everything.
It's a little bit tougher hockey than here?
Like, you play, like, the teams when you play, like, Canada or something, it's the best players in your, like, age group, so, of course, it's a little different than here. But, like the style of play, it's kind of the same, I would say, on the small ice when we play here in America, like Canada or U.S. So, yeah, better, but, like, style is the same.
What did you learn last year that you're looking to take in this time around? Obviously, you got a year of experience under your belt. Anything else?
Yeah, that, like, of course, we're not, like, the biggest, like, team there or, like, not no favorites, but, like, everything can happen. Like, we played against Canada, played pretty good team. Like, it was 1-0 till 5 minutes left. So, like, it's, like, we can do something, I think, there, having a good team this year. So, we'll see.
For you personally, you were 17 last year. You're 18 now, drafted. You probably feel bigger, stronger, better experience to handle whatever is thrown at you at this tournament.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going to be the key, though, in order to make it happen, though, for you guys? What do you have to have happen in order, aside from the obvious, scoring more goals, what has to happen for Germany to be successful at this level?
Everybody has to step up, playing better, and like many people there, like many guys from our team play pro. Maybe not the biggest minutes, but, like, they know how to play against stronger men and, like, all that. So we have to play physical, stay defense, like, good in the defensive zone, and then, like, maybe score a couple of goals.
When you say that, I almost think to myself, you're talking about the key to what the Saskatoon Blades need when you two are going to be away now, correct?
Yeah, probably score some more goals.
Yeah, score some more goals and play better. Everybody raise up their level of play, and it'll happen. David? Yeah. All the best to you.
Thank you.
The best to you and Dustin as you head off to Rochester.
Thank you.
Look forward to what you see.